Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Grace. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard bunts towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Early moves to second. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Kramer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 1 to nothing, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Spence. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Zarrilla goes all the way around to score. It's 3 to nothing, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball four. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 0 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5 to nothing, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis who is chasing the ball. Mancuso reaches third base with a triple. Judnick goes all the way around to score. It's 6 to nothing, Browns. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mancuso scores. It's 7 to nothing, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Christman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christman moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick who is chasing the ball. Pretty reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Spence reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to third. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Heath reaches second base with a double. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zerilla is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick hits a line drive into left field. Grace picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grace. Heath scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 8-1, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Early hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Joe graces at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graces 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lewis scores. It's 8-2, Browns. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a line drive towards first. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.